We generally go to the park off of Johnson, but they were taken, so. Well, my son's 7th birthday, and he wanted to kind of play with his friends and not just be indoors. Yeah, so we have a bunch of kids, a few families invited. Birthday party slash, yeah, play date. We're new here. We're originally from Canada, Somalia before that. I was born in Somalia. All my siblings are born in Canada. I got married and moved to Memphis for 10 years, right after college. You know, they still were in Canada. Mm-hmm. Well, my family came here to start, to be closer together. Been about a year. I love it. I'm not gonna lie. I love it. I mean, I like that there's a huge outdoors life, you know, despite the weather. I like that there's parks in close proximity to anywhere that you are, really. You can find one within 10 minutes, I think. And I like that there's a huge Somali community. You're not just out there, you know, by yourself. Reminds me of home. I mean, I can go to the Somali mall and there's like, you know, familiar scents and smells and people, you know, in stalls and they're yelling and they're bartering and you're kind of, you know, and all of that. Before that, the only home cooking I was getting was from her. But now I can go out and there's a huge amount of restaurants that I can pick from, you know, and, you know, just go to a coffee shop and there's other Somalis that you can talk politics with and religion and, you know, you relate to each other. Do you know what I mean? Like people that know where you're coming from and understand your situation without you having to always have explain your situation, you know? You're not an anomaly, you're not a curiosity, you know, people aren't approaching you from that sense, but you know, you're family and you're familiar and you're safe. As a Muslim woman, as a black woman, as a Somali woman, there's all these intersections. But here I feel like all those intersections are accepted in my community. I can be myself. I feel welcome. You know, people see all these Somali women just walking around, and for me, I see all the strength and the beauty. And you know, my stepmom is like the pinnacle of strength, and she kept our family together. You know, I see all these beautiful women, and I think of her and her strength and what I emulate. And I'm glad I'm in that community where I feel a sense of, you know, I can show my daughter what it's like to come from where I come and share our stories, and there's beautiful examples right there for her.